Have you ever looked in the mirror and deliberately said something endearing about yourself? Well, if you're like me, you're much more apt to pick yourself apart than to build yourself up. Now, if you believe in God, then you may know in your head that He loves you and that He created you with purpose, on purpose. I can tell you where to find promises in the Bible that speak to how much He loves you and has planned for you. But I still struggle to believe that I have something of value to offer. Can you relate to those feelings of inadequacy? And I tell you what, rejection can magnify these feelings and overwhelm to the point of raising doubts about whether you're even wanted. Can you look in the mirror and say, I am wanted? You are. You are wanted. Even if you've been abandoned, bullied, or belittled, you are wanted and you are loved. Now, today, we're going to look at a man who hung in there and believed that he had value in spite of all the haters. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I invite you to subscribe and click the bell for notifications. Now, with the Believe and Speak podcast each week, I read a few verses out of Scripture. Again, the Bible is full of truth. We're going to find truth in the Word of God. And if we want to be believing and speaking truth, this is the best source ever. And so I pull out a declaration based on the verses that I read, and I invite you to believe and speak them with me in order to empower your tongue with truth. Now, today I'm going to read from the book of Jeremiah out of chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 from the New International Version. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now, if you've been watching me lately, then you no doubt have heard me say that the Bible wasn't written to you, but it was written for you. Now, Jeremiah wrote down what he heard the Lord say to him when he received God's call to be a prophet to the nations. You would think that he wouldn't have a problem at all looking into a mirror and declaring, I am wanted, right? I mean, after all, he had a clear calling from God. Well, today, I'm going to suggest that you have a calling and a purpose too. You can declare, I am wanted, in full assurance that it is true about you, because it is true. Now, even if you don't quite believe it, I would like you to speak that declaration of truth right now. I am wanted. Saying I am wanted is grounded in biblical truth. Now, just as with Jeremiah, God knew you before He formed you in the womb, and God set you apart. Not only that, God appointed you to fulfill His plan for you. Now, unlike Jeremiah, it probably isn't to be a prophet to the nations, but I wonder if you could hear His voice today like Jeremiah heard it. What would He say to you? Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a teacher of children, as a real estate agent. I appointed you as a stay-at-home mom, or as a manager, or a manicurist, or a banker. God created you to be the person no one else but you can be. You are wanted and you are valued. Even if you look around and you think, well, I'm not being treated like I'm wanted or valued, you can declare, I am wanted. In fact, will you do that with me now? Again, there's power in the tongue. Say it, I am wanted. Now, I just read from the first chapter of Jeremiah. Again, that's where he received his calling. And right away, he began to speak the words that God gave him to speak. But you know what? By chapter 26, the people wanted to put him to death because they didn't like what he was saying. In chapter 32, the king of Judah, Zedekiah, imprisoned Jeremiah, even though Jeremiah's only crime was telling the king what God told him to say. In chapter 37, Jeremiah was put in a dungeon. I love that it says that it was a high vaulted dungeon, but a dungeon's a dungeon, right? And then in chapter 38, he was thrown into a cistern. Now, do you think Jeremiah felt wanted when his feet were literally stuck in the mud in the bottom of an empty cistern with absolutely no way out apart from rescue? My friend, when our circumstances don't line up with God's promises, we need to keep our eyes on God. Do you know the story of what happened to Peter when he stepped out of the boat to walk on water toward Jesus? It's in Matthew 14. And again, if you know the story, Peter took a few steps and then he took his eyes off Jesus to look at those surging waves and he freaked out and immediately started to sink. Well, Jesus grabbed a hold of him and asked Peter, "Why did you doubt?" When people reject you, don't doubt God's love for you, God's acceptance of you. Jeremiah was hated and left in a cistern to die, but he was lifted up and rescued, just like Peter was. Now, Peter struggled with doubt, but Jesus didn't reject him, and Jesus didn't even like get mad at him, right? He just was like, "Oh, you have little faith. Why did you doubt?" Even as he was rescuing him, God had a plan and a purpose for Peter and for Jeremiah, and he has one for you too. You can truthfully declare, "I am wanted," because you are. Now again, people may reject and abandon you, but God will never leave you or forsake you. Jeremiah isn't the only person in the Bible who was hated and rejected for no good reason. Clearly, Jesus was unwanted by the people shouting, "Crucify him!" Now, do you think for a minute that Jesus doubted his purpose or his worth? Not a chance. Jeremiah also hung in there in spite of all the haters. And you know what? You and I can endure too, but only if we believe deep down that God has a purpose and a plan for us. Jeremiah 1:5 was not written to you, but its message is for you. My friend, God knew you before he formed you in the womb, and he set you apart. God appointed you to fulfill the plan that he has for you and you alone. Jeremiah is the one who wrote the words that many have memorized, including myself. Maybe you're familiar with Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Now that doesn't sound like something God would say, again, through his prophet Jeremiah, if God were uncaring and uninvolved. He would never say that to someone unwanted. Jeremiah 29:12 isn't as well known as the verse that I just quoted, but it's so important in the context of knowing that you are wanted. You see, right after talking about his plans to give you hope and a future, God said, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Do you need clarity regarding what God has appointed you to do? Then come and pray to him, because he has promised to listen to you. So let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the promises in Scripture that not only tell us that we are beloved, that you love us so very much. Again, there's no greater love than the love that you have for us, and you demonstrated it in loving us when we were still sinners. But God, we also thank you that we have a plan, so we know that we're wanted. We're wanted by you. And Lord, once we get into that calling and into that purpose, Lord, we can sense your pleasure. And we know, Father, that we're wanted. And so, Lord, I pray for anyone who's listening to this prayer right now and doesn't know what you have appointed them to do. Lord, that you would speak in that still small voice, that you would bring things to mind. This, you're good at this, and this, I've gifted you at that. And this is where you feel in your sweet spot. And then, Lord, open doors. I pray that you would open doors as they step out into that calling, knowing, Lord, that you will be with them. Again, you always equip the called. And so I thank you that we are equipped. We may not feel like it. We may feel inadequate, Lord, but you are our strength and you are faithful to help us to see through what it is that you've called us to do. You would never ask something from us that you wouldn't also empower us to do. And so, Father, I thank you. I pray against all doubt, Lord. I pray against those feeling unloved and unwanted because of voices and experiences in their past, in their head even now, Lord, that they would instead hear your voice saying, I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. And so, Father, I thank you. I thank you that we can be encouraged today knowing that we are wanted. And it's in Jesus' name that we ask all of these things in faith, believing that you will complete the work that you've begun in us. We pray, amen. I want to thank you for listening to the Believe and Speak podcast, for watching. I know I have this on audio as well as video. If you're watching on video, would you do me a favor and click like if this has spoken to you at all, and also share this message, because you know what? Your tongue has power. Use it for good.